BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The credit needs to go to the Yankees. Like, did they get a call that went their way last night? Absolutely. Is that the talk of baseball this morning? Sure. And we'll get into it in a second. But if the Yankees don't score two runs in the top of the eighth inning, if their bullpen doesn't secure the final six outs, and the Yankees don't win 5-3, it's an afterthought. So credit to George Lombard Jr. Credit to David Bednar. And credit to the New York Yankees, because it doesn't matter if they don't win.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't matter if they don't win, but they keep finding ways to win, playing these tight games with minimal hits, even though they'd had a few. They were clutch in this game against the Baltimore Orioles, so they've won the series, taking two out of the three. But also, it creates a drama because of the Pete Alonso thing. And there's so much about Pete Alonso in this game, including the Orioles announcer not throwing shade. Maybe?
Yeah.
At the New York Mets?
I'll play the clip in a few minutes, but yeah, they started mocking the Met fans. Mets are not even involved in this game.
But Pete Alonso crushes. I mean, that ball had to go 420 feet, whatever it was. It was a blast.
Which home run are we talking about? The foul one or the real one?
The foul one.
Okay.
I mean, the real one, that was right center, so that was
that different. Was Piazza-esque.
Right, but yeah. the one that he pulled and goes, I mean, it clearly was a home run from the view we saw. That's the challenge. And Pete kind of expounded on this as in the aftermath of the game, talking about the Hawkeye, and then ultimately the fact that you need two cameras, which is what bothered me about this. MLB says that you need two views to overturn a foul call.
They need conclusive evidence to overturn this call.
Why is there not a camera right down the line? Because I know what I saw.
Right.
I know what all of you saw. I know what they even talked about on the broadcast and on every sports station that's talking about this today. It looks like it's a home run. But we're looking at it from the right side of the line.
Correct, yeah.
So there's no way for us to tell.
There was an angle directly behind home plate that they did not show on the broadcast. I saw after the fact where the ball does look foul.
Yes.
I have to admit.
And so if you're the home plate umpire,
yeah,
and you're standing right behind the dish, to you it looks foul as well.
Yeah.
So my question is, we have unbelievable, stupid, ridiculous technology, like little micro cameras that can take detailed photos from 500 yards away. Why do we not have cameras simply down the lines?
Well,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's not only just cameras. Like, I'm going to start with a simplistic thing, and then I'll start with a little bit more of a complicated thing. The simplistic thing, and I noticed this at ballparks all around baseball, the foul poles are not high enough. Like, I don't understand why a foul pole, especially in this day and age where you get these towering blasts,
yeah,
why the pole wouldn't be higher.
Yeah. Like, I say the same thing about field goals.
Yeah, I've heard you're right. You've said that. Yeah.
It's like, why the hell is that not taller?
If it's taller, it's easier to see. Because part of the problem with Pete's blast yesterday is it was so high, it went over the foul pole.
That's right.
So now you're having to imagine, all right, where did it go over? If that pole, and
by the way, it's not a skinny pole.
Right.
It's like a wide pole.
But let's get nuts here. What if that pole goes above even the stadium? Like, this absurd height of that pole. Wouldn't it make it pretty cut and dry if a ball is fair or foul?
Yes,
and yet, for whatever reason, and every stadium is different, it's not like there's a fixed rule on the height of the foul pole. Like, if you look at Citi Field, those foul poles are tiny.
Yes.
They got tiny poles at Citi Field. And I've never understood it. And I've heard them talk about it on the broadcast. I'm not speaking out of turn here like Gary's mentioned it. So, number one, and that's a simplistic thing, make the poles taller. Now, if you want to get...
There can't be a standard length.
There isn't.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now there isn't, because the Citi Field pole is tiny.
Right.
And yet other stadiums have taller poles. So, number one, just make it taller.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be easier for the third base umpire, the home plate umpire, or the first base umpire if it's down the right field line, to determine fair or foul if the height is taller.
No official rule mandating a standard height or length of for foul poles. They range between 30 and 50 feet.
Well, that's a big difference.
That's a huge difference.
That's a huge... Now, look up Citi Field. I bet you it's like 35 feet. It's like some of the smallest.
Right.
So when you've got these towering blasts, and what Pete hit yesterday was a towering blast, you complicate the job of the umpires by having the pole be short. Because now you're trying to imagine, okay, was it fair or foul? Well, why should you have to imagine it? Number two, and as you'll hear in the next few minutes, I did a lot of research on this by listening to the Oriole broadcast, the Yankee broadcast, just to hear what everyone said about this home run. Jim Palmer suggested we install lasers. And I'm like, Jimmy, I think you may be right.
That's not a bad idea. So if it... Well, the problem is you can't know if it crossed it or not.
Lasers.
Laser. Now, what you could do is put an AI camera on the top of the foul poles. So as soon as the ball is hit, no matter where it's hit, it's hit to second base, that camera tracks the ball. So it's looking at the ball no matter where it is, and if it's hit and it's going over, it tracks it, and you know whether or not it went inside the camera or outside the camera.
Right.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And there's AI that's easily able to do that in 2026.
Well, it's crazy to me because David Cohn mentioned this on the broadcast, and I think he knows full well because I think he was involved in one of them. But the first edition of instant replay in Major League Baseball was for fair foul calls on home runs. And my memory is kind of telling me that there was a controversial one in a Met Yankee game in the early days of Subway Series, like 1997.
Yeah.
And that was like the beginning of replay. And then obviously over the last 25 years, it has expanded. Now we have ABS, as we've experienced this year. So this was the first call that Major League Baseball said, hey, we got to make sure we get this right. And yet here we are, and it feels like we have the least amount of technology getting it right.
Right.
I mean, think about what we have with ABS. We have that so well down now, even in one season. And yet on a home run ball that for most people watching seemed obvious with the one angle they gave us, we can't get it right. And we also sat there for 5 minutes. Like, it was this incredibly long delay. And I'm telling you right now, and we got to do this. Like, I listened to Tiki Barber. Tiki said, let's stop guessing the Yankee turning point. The reason I can't wait to guess this a little bit later on, and obviously we'll have the contest a little bit later on this hour, is to me,
yes,
and I didn't hear the post game, the turning point of the game was the call. Because A, it takes away the Orioles having a lead, but B, once that is called foul, I love Pete. He was dead.
Yeah, he was pissed.
There was no way that inning was going anywhere after that was just a long strike. And to me, the Yankees won the game on that call. Now, they had to take advantage of it, which we point out with Jazz Chisholm's aggressive base running, George Lombard Jr.'s hit, Paul Blackburn and David Bednar's pitching. Like, I want to give the proper credit. But boy, oh boy, did that change the game, because it was also 5 minutes of waiting to see if they could overturn or not overturn.
Yeah, and I think the emotion of it from Pete Alonso, you could see it. Like, he knew it was a home run.
Oh, he was, yeah.
I mean, he was halfway, he was almost at first base and excited. His helmet was on, and then all of a sudden, it became like the biggest downer of the moment. Because imagine Pete Alonso being a hero against the Yankees. Yankee fans are dominating the ballpark. And by the way, it was empty down there last night.
Yeah.
A little bit. But either way, Pete Alonso playing well against the Yankees is going to make news in New York.
You think he cares about that?
I do.
You think Pete Alonso wants to beat the Yankees?
I absolutely think. I don't think he cares about beating the Yankees. I think he cares about making news in New York.
Oh, you think that by way of the Yankees, the Met channel care.
If they just win and he's like, whatever, he goes 1 for 5 and has a single, who cares?
Right.
But if he's 3 for 4, hits 2 home runs, one of which wins them the game, he's back page in New York. So,
and you think he's thinking that?
I don't know if he's thinking it. I think he cares about it.
Interesting. You know what's funny?
He talks about New York.
Well, he's asked about it's not, New York.
Of course he, but he talks about it.
He's talked about
it. He could just say, you know what? That was a past life. I'm good. You know, I'm an Oriole now. He talks about it.
You know what's funny? Pete Alonso has now faced the New York Yankees over, I guess it's been like 10 games that they've played.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done very well against them.
He's
already hit 3 home runs against the Yankees this season.
I'm telling you.
So maybe there is some extra motivation. Like
you don't think about it, but he cares. Not about beating the Yankees. He cares about being relevant in New York.
Well, it's funny that he was relevant because he hits the home run early in the game, the bomb to right center that made it a 3-2 game off of Will Warren, who is very mediocre in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he only gives him 4 innings, which is kind of dangerous because now you got to use the bulk of your bullpen for a second straight day and puts them in a precarious position today. He wasn't bad. He didn't give up a bunch of runs, but to only go 4 innings is not ideal. But the good news is the Yankee offense was able to do just enough, and the bullpen continues to do the job. But Pete was very impactful in this game. The home run early, and then obviously the controversy of the home run in the bottom of the 7th inning. I think that watching it live, I thought it was clearly a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And when the replays were shown, I thought it was clearly a home run. And I thought it was interesting that Major League Baseball was so compelled that about a half inning later, you heard Michael Kay and David Cohn read like a brief statement from Major League Baseball where they defended themselves for not overturning the call, saying they did not find conclusive evidence. Mm-hmm. So I tried to keep an open mind. The replay we all saw makes it look like a home run.
Of course, but we're inside the foul pole.
After the game is when I finally saw that view from behind home plate where it sort of looks foul.
Yeah.
And so here's the issue. Will Little is the home plate umpire. The call on the field was always going to be the call that stood.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea of replay, and this is where I think we can find common ground, the idea of replay, to me, is to overturn the mistakes.
Yeah, egregious mistakes.
If you don't have it.
Obvious mistakes.
Correct. Like, and there's examples of it. So yesterday, Francisco Alvarez was thrown out at the plate in the Met game, and it was microscopically close on if he touched home plate as he swung by the tag of the catcher. It was so microscopically close, my attitude was, you can't overturn it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see the view from behind the plate that it's, I don't know, you can't overturn it. So the issue to me is what was called on the field by Will Little is what screwed the pooch. And we were all forced to see one replay that made it look as if it was fair, while if you see the other replay that I did not see on the broadcast, you can see the question on if it's fair or foul.
Yeah, that was the problem, is that the replay that I'm sure they showed in the ballpark, the replay that was on TV, the replay that broadcasters were looking at, it's all the inside the foul line replay camera. So it's going to look fair.
Yeah.
No matter what you look at it, it's going to look fair. Even if it's outside of the pole, it will look fair. But I think they got this right. I think there are ways that we need to talk, or at least Major League Baseball needs to talk about getting this exactly right all the time. But I think they called the right call because one camera says yes, other camera says no.
And once that's the case, you can't overturn it.
That's exactly right.
The problem was on both broadcasts, Masson and Yes. It wasn't Yes, it was Amazon Prime, but same thing.
Right.
I mean, it's basically the same broadcast. They didn't show that other replay. Now, you mentioned earlier, that the Oriole broadcast, for whatever reason, decided to pick on the Mets. The Mets are not involved in this game. Pete Alonso is a former Met. I've been told to get over it. I've also been told that I should just make love to Pete Alonso and get it out of the way, which I thought was like, what does that mean? Just because I like the player? I thought that was a very odd comment that was made by somebody. Anyhow, here is the Oriole broadcast. Seconds after Pete Alonso hit that home run early in the game, and look at the way they decided to pick on Met fans.
Another dagger to the heart of those suffering Mets fans. A dagger to Will Warren. And another moment of joy for the fans in Birdland who have embraced one of the game's great sluggers day after day after day.
Uncalled for. I mean, it is middle of August.
That's like out of nowhere. What are they doing?
I mean, come on. I get criticized. Oh, why do you keep bringing up Pete Alonso? They keep doing it.
Because everybody keeps reminding you that Pete Alonso was most recently a Met.
Yeah.
That's why you get worried about it or mad about it.
Think about how nuts this is. Take anybody on the Yankees or Mets who we acquired elsewhere, who's performed here. So pick whoever you want.
Bo Bichette.
Do we ever mention, oh, those fans in Toronto? Oh, it stinks, those fans in Toronto. Nobody says that.
I mean, you do it with Juan Soto.
Well, I'd say Yankee fans miss him?
Yeah.
When have I said that?
Well, not you. Some of your Met brethren do that with Juan Soto.
Oh, no, we love Soto. I haven't done that once this season.
And you haven't.
Oh, you haven't. I would argue. You know what I'd argue?
And by the way, it was more last season than this season.
there's more references to Pete leaving the Mets than Soto leaving the Yankees.
There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Now, in fairness.
And by the way, for Juan Soto, does it really? He was there for a year.
I agree.
It's like, chill out.
It's a completely different thing.
With Pete Alonso, he should have been a career Met.
It's a completely different thing.
That's the difference.
Honestly, my biggest takeaway from the controversy last night is, A, kudos to the Yankees for taking advantage of it and winning the baseball game. It was not a sure thing they were going to win. Mm-hmm. Tied going into the top of the eighth inning, and they did it with clutch offense late and clutch bullpen work. And the second thing is, we need to fix this in baseball. We need the polls to be higher, and we need to use technology to get this right. Because for Yankee fans, you can brush it off and say, ah, whatever, it's baseball, no biggie. If it happens against Ben Rice and it happens in October, you're going to lose your effing minds. So right now it may feel like a no biggie because it benefited you, but we want to get these calls right. Baseball's got to fix it. We'll get to your calls next at 888 888-